the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, 1000, in volume 6, 1567. This is dated on the 10th day of Iyar Tovshin Yud Beis. 1557, yeah. Yud Iyar Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom of Racha. So the Rebbe says, I was shocked to when I received the telegram that the Reish Mesiftas, those are the teachers, the head of the yeshivas, intend to strike and not to teach. And self-understood what the repercussions may be from this. Without entering into the arguments and responses of both of the second of the other side, I telegrammed about the impression that this idea makes on me, and thank God I received a telegram back from the Reish Mesifta that they started their learning again. And when I asked with the titles, the Rebbe says, doesn't say the name, over here. And also, it appears so from the letters of the teachers, I guess, the Reish Mesifta, the Ramim. So they do have arguments, they do have demands. And as usual, whenever it comes to these kinds of matter, each one of the sides is partially right and partially wrong, guilty, some little, but you need to verify which part is greater, if the part which they're right or the part where they're wrong, where they're guilty. But for what I don't find any justification for now, I can find any justification is on the argument of the Ramim, of the teachers, that this is been a while that they had notified about their demands, and also they requested to make a meeting to deal with it. And not only weren't they responded to for their demands, but even a meeting wasn't not made, and they didn't even discuss with them. I don't understand at all that kind of an approach, since that the results are very clear. And this can bring, what this situation can bring in the future, this can bring to a situation where some things may happen that we could never be able to move, as we'll never be able to correct it. The view, the approach, what do we got to deal with all these problems? Mali l'tzora hazois. First of all, the Rebbe says this is not a tzora. And second of all, we have already been given a shavua. We've been administered an oath to us from Har Sinai. And from then on, and after they received the appointment from my father-in-law, from the Rebbe, as members of the Anahola, of the leadership of the yeshiva. So until one would find a means that he had, can free yourself from it, so therefore it has the responsibility to all 100%, whether they participate in the meetings or they don't participate in the meeting. So they are responsible for them. And even if you notify that you don't want to be part of these meetings, because you can't exempt yourself, you can't free yourself. The Rebbe is telling those people that say, they don't want to get involved? Yeah. The Rebbe says, you can't not get involved. You have to get involved. A, because of Har Sinai, you've been already administered an oath. And second of all, because the Rebbe placed it on you. Number four, so what did it turn out from all the above? That even though there is an obligation of every Chabad Chosid to help them in their work as the leadership of the yeshiva, but the responsibility lies on their shoulders specifically. May Hashem give you success and help, and help me, Yazir Li, that at least from here on, we should not need to talk about, shouldn't have to use me to write Musar letters, but only in matters of giving thanks and wishes of success. I look forward for good news and thank you ahead of time for as quickly as possible to give the answers. I said tainus and tshuvas, tainus and tvius, you know, what they were dealing with. So the Rebbe, striking is not, no way, that's not acceptable. And treating the teachers without even dealing is not acceptable. And, but stopping learning is totally unacceptable. This Rebbe tells me, nobody can sort of exempt themselves, they have to do what they have to do.